I think aesthetically, in fact, it's more expensive for me to put the deck. You know, I realize that this is, you know, I heard the term at the last hearing, setting a precedence, but, you know, this, whether we use wood or we use pavers, isn't going to change the dynamics of the property whatsoever. You know, if someone were to complain about a noise ordinance or the fact that there are short-term rentals there, that possible argument would be in existence either way. You know, I since I'm investing in the property, that's, I think aesthetically, I'm willing to invest extra money to make it look the way I want it to look. You know, I understand that, you know, you as a board don't want to have a precedence for future variances, but if there's an 8-foot fence, I'm going to change, you know, the flooring, basically the outdoor flooring, to that fence regardless. The only difference is what material it's going to make.
My thoughts are if it's going to be used in that fashion either way, then us allowing zero setback for something that's, what's the term we're using, demonstrable difficulty, I don't see it's going to happen either way. So I don't see that type of difficulty. And allowing for a zero setback does set a precedent, especially if we're not having something that would be the type of difficulty that we've described. If it's going to happen in either fashion, and you did bring up the fact that there's going to be an outdoor fireplace.
Yes, sir.
If you go back to.
So you'd be setting that deck upon a, or setting an outdoor fireplace upon a deck?
So right now there's a two CMU block hearth, 4 feet across this way to here. So this will be covered in stone, and the deck will come around it.
Knowing that it is a nightly rental, knowing that a deck would be a combustible material, I would just consider that.
Yeah, well,
if it goes off, you're counting on the intelligence and of your nightly renters of not doing something that would cause you damage in the future.
Well, I'm not convinced that I'm going to allow that to be used during my nightly rentals. I mean, the primary purpose of the home is not for nightly rentals. As I said in the hearing, June 16th, it was for family use. I mean, my wife and I live 6 miles away. We've just invested in two boats. We're going to renovate the boat house that's attached to this property. We've submitted some plans to build a two-bay boat house for both of the boats there. We just wanted the option for nightly rentals. It's not, you know, my purpose to have a business out of this property. I have family from Little Rock, Arkansas that comes to see me all the time. My parents, my brother and his wife live in Denver. On the way to see our parents, they stop in. My brothers and I fish together. I mean, the purpose is this is going to be a vacation home with the option to use it as a short-term rental if we so choose.
Well, the challenge we run into in this board is when we're looking at variances, we try to find ways to help when there's not other options.
Sure.
You know, whether it's lay of the land or whatever it is. And then we also have to look at, you know, is there other options, you know, and weigh that out. When we're dealing with a house so close to another house and we're dealing with the fact that there is other options, it's really hard for us to make or create a new precedent over this when there is other options. And in this situation, I mean, I feel like this could go really in the wrong direction, in my opinion.
You mean for future cases?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and even future property owners, if you decide to sell this on down the road, or if your neighbor there decides to sell theirs, you may, you know, there could be a wind up you could wind up with a problem in the future, whether you own it or the next guy does. Mm-hmm.
Which I guess would be the case regardless, considering that that'll be a common area.
One thing that you, the point that you've made is it's already at 5 foot, but just because it's already at 5 foot doesn't mean we should push it to zero.
Right. Well, like I said, I mean, I guess it's my view, and, you know, you all are your positions, you know, but the only difference is what material is used between there and the fence.
Absolutely.
Let me ask Scott, if I may, on that question. The material is the only difference. What if he were to pour a concrete slab to the lot line? Yeah, is that permissible as long as it's not covered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
we don't.
Permissible.
Correct, yes.
And the pavers, he can put those to the
yes.
property line
mm-hmm. yes.
if it's not covered.
Correct.
And a deck?
Well, we do permits on decks. Decks and pools are listed as one of the items that requires a permit if it's more than 100 square feet.
Okay. You can pour a concrete deck, no mm-hmm. permit.
Yeah.
Why that distinction, if I may ask? How did that get in the rules that you've got to have a permit for a deck?
Well, I've been there over 10 years, and ever since I've been there, we have not required a permit for, like, driveways, sidewalks, any concrete that's poured. But we do ask if they're pouring a slab, if they ever plan on doing a future roof over that, that they're going to have to meet the setbacks, because mm-hmm. you can't build over that if it doesn't meet the setbacks. But otherwise, then we'd have to permit sidewalks and driveways. Driveways would extend into the right-of-way. So we'd have to say, well, you got to keep your driveway 7 feet from the property line. They'd have to seek a variance for every house, for every driveway. But ever since I've been there, we have not required a permit for pouring a concrete slab.
And pavers would be the same.
Correct.
As
yes.
A slab.
Uh-huh. Yeah, putting the gravel down, setting the pavers down.
And I agree with everyone that's spoken, you know, to give, because we've turned down people for decks. Multiple times.
Sure.
And the issue would be we'd be breaking our own precedents in turning down people for decks. If you're allowed to do pavers or concrete without us being involved, it seems to me that would have to be your option instead of us giving you the ability to build a deck, which we've denied people in yeah. similar situations.
Honestly, it's seriously, you're only talking about 10 inches of difference between your threshold and that. So with gravel and pavers, that can be built quickly.
Yeah.
Actually, at this point, this year, probably lesser cost. And you literally would achieve the same thing.
And we wouldn't have to be in disagreement.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can agree to disagree.
I have to make a motion to deny.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for us?
No,
before
not at
we
all.
Close this? Okay. All right. Any further discussion or a second on that?
No, I agree. I think we're bound by the paragraph that Scott read in the beginning, in which we're looking for an undue hardship and demonstrable difficulty, and I just haven't heard that in this application. I think that there is another option available, which is a good thing for you, that you can still accomplish it without that. So I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you all.
All right.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to the second variance tonight. Oh, sorry, Scott, do you want... You good with me going?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. 21-05V, Lewis.
Ronnie Lewis seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020 for R1 density and dimension standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant seeking a 22-foot front property line setback, which is 13 feet less than the required 35 feet, to allow for the construction of an addition to the front of an existing mobile home, 22 feet from the front property line. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 110 by 234 feet irregular in size with an existing mobile home on the property. So again, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request, don't know how I got 06, but it's 05. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One, approval of a front setback of 22 feet to the front property line. Two, Taney County residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So this is towards the end of K Highway. See the property highlighted. And I just kind of drew in a rough draft drawing. So I measured from the property line out, and that's what these blue marks, that's all I had was blue paint. Give you an idea where that came to. You see the 22 here, and that's the mark. Then I took a picture of the side between the home and the storage units. Then I took a picture, this is the well, this is the be north side, I believe. That first one was the south side, and then just another one. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right, Mr. Lewis.
My name's Ronnie Lewis. This is my sister and brother-in-law. They own the property right straight behind it. I believe north is behind the house.
Oh, yep, north. This would be... west and east.
The house was that's existing was there was an addition added onto the front of a mobile home, a 1945 mobile home that's in the back side of the house, and right behind the house is the septic tank and the drainage for all of that. So can't go back, can't go to either side, and the biggest problem I have is I'm a disabled veteran. I've had three knee replacements, and we watched our parents fight with the steps going up into the mobile home part of it. And we don't see any good way without demolishing the whole thing to do away with the mobile home. So our idea is we'll probably just use that for storage and build onto the front so we have enough to live and have it on one level, because at some point in time, I know those steps will be a huge problem for me. So that's why we're asking for the variance. We really don't have anywhere else to go with it, and we love the area. We've got another house right now that we're Airbnb-ing over by Montauk State Park. But we plan on moving here, and we just need to get it to where we can. What we want to do where the 22-foot comes in is we want to come out 12-foot with the house, and then the 22-foot comes in with coming out another 12-foot where the driveway is to be able to drive underneath, and just in case there are major problems later, we have an easy way to be able to get out and get in. And that's why we're asking for the variance.
So are you saying that give me those dimensions of what you're trying to build here.
We're wanting to come out 12 foot from the house that we build onto in addition the entire length of the house. And then the other 12-foot that we come out would be to drive through, and that's where we come into the variance.
That put it 22 feet from the front property line with those measurements.
So it's going to be a carport type thing?
The second 12 is.
What I envision it being is about probably 10 foot wide, just wide enough to drive under and be able to get out and get in without being wet.
Okay.